You're on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Ahu Gavre. There was a person that cut Kispe. He cut a deckel. It was Mazik a deckel. Mechavre. Also, Lekame the Reish Galuse. So they came to the Reish Galuse. Omalei, so the Reish Galuse said, L'didi chazili, I remember this deckel, but lis atlosa talosa bekina havikaimi. There were three dekolim in a row, vavishavu meyazuzi, and all three dekolim together were worth 100 zuz. Now you cut down one of them. So a third of the three dekolim you cut out. Havle tlosin utlosa vitilsa. So give him a third. 33 and a third. Pay him for the dekel that you cut down. Now, Oma, so this nitva somehow did not at all appreciate the psak from the Reish Galuse. You're paying full, all of a sudden you're paying full price for his acres. Amar gabi reish galusa de doin dini de paso lomali. I should go to such a dayan. It's a goyish psak. By Yidin we have a different psak that when you're mazik, there's shaman agav sadach, and they make a little bit for the mazik. Here, I'm paying full price. Also lakami de Rav Nachman. So he came to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was a dayan. Rav Nachman knows how to paska na shayla. Amar lei b'shishim. Oh. Rav Nachman gerets him zach. Rav Nachman said, you, if there were 60 the column, and one of them was cut down, so now figure out how much kamahoysa yofer, the kamahoya yofer. So memele, that's the shume. Oh, so that's how Yid paskins. So the tashlumim became much less. Amalei Rave, so Rave was there by this psak of Rav Nachman, so he did not appreciate the psak of Rav Nachman. Im amru beniskei mamayna, yamru beniskei gufa, he says, we have this halacha that shomim agapsa the acha is by niskei mamayna, shein, regal. So there we have a psakule that you do not pay the full amount, you mishaya, kama hoysa yofen, the kama yofen. But Niske Gufa, this is Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik, you pay the exact amount. So he had a tiny to Rav Nachman, by Rav Nachman compared Niske Gufa to Niske Mamoina. Omale Abaye le Rove, so Abaye asked Rove, Niske Gufa may daitoch, that means that difference that you made between Niske Gufa and Niske Mamoina. So we're just going to go into a big beraisa, but the time of Abaye was, because you have a mashmois from a beraisa that you're not Meshaya Beshishim. So Abaye is going to prove to Rove that mashmois is not a true mashmois. This is going to be now the hemshech of the sugya. Amale Abaye le Rove beniske gufei mei daitoch desanye, because we have a beraisa. The beraisa says, amavkir Kalmoy shel chaveroi. A person destroyed a kerem of his chaver, smoda. Now the anovim that were in the kerem that he destroyed was smoda. Now exactly what is smoda? The Tiferes Yisrael in Mesechtes Olo, Mishneh, Perkalef, Mishneh Zayin, Oismem Dalet. It could be this Pshat Rashi further, Daphne, Tesla Medalef. Hagefen, Misha Yifrach, when it starts budding, it starts blossoming, Miyad, in this Perach, Niker by Onov Dak. One can see in the Perach the Haschole of a small grape. Va'ad sheyis gadol he'onov kipul alova nikras moda. So this is the very early stages of a grape. This is called smada. And that's this is Shalatzi Rashi Dafnun Tesamadalev. Smodar and Novim the Tafarashi and Novim Dakin Bahascholosom Laakesha Polchumiyat. So Lakhira means as soon as it starts budding, blossoming, you see right away this gargil. Rashi and Brochis Taflamadvovam at Beis says Kivin Shen Nofal Haperach Vachol Gargil. Nire b'fnei atzmai kori smoda. From Rashi, it would seem it's called smoda after the blossom falls. Then b'chol gargir nire. From here, it would seem l'achas shepoch miyad. It seems from the Tversh Yisrael that mishi yifrach miyad nika by onavda. Aba al kaponim, this is the early stage of what is going eventually to become a grape. Now, a person was mashchis the smodar of a kerem. So, what do you pay? So the Tanakhama says, so it says, royin oisoi kama hoisoi yofe, koidem lachem, v'kama yofe lachem mitam. So the hitis loshen of the baraisa would seem that you look how much was the kerem worth with the smoda and without the smoda? The ilu b'shishim like tani. It just seems he was mashris the smoda of the kerem, and it says you look how much the kerem was worth with the smoda and without the smoda. Doesn't say a shir of shishim, which is cheski a shir. So Abaye said, so that was your makar. He says, Abaye tainid to Rove, you came to a conclusion that by niske gufay there's no kula of shishin. So he says, I got news for you. The loshin is misleading, but it means shishin. Because by a behemoth that is zicha a shir of shishin, it also says a similar loshin. Oto gabi behemtai nami miloi sanye ki ay gavna. We also have such a loshin. By behemtai is if you have to say the shiva shishim. The posik it says, shomim agab soda acha, biya bistay acha, the sanye. We learned a baraisa that speaks about a behemtai. Kitma netiya. The behemtai was kaitim, it broke off, a netiya, a sapling. Tabyasi Aima Gaisreg Zaira Shibirishlaim Umrim Nitiya Bash Noso Shtei Kesef Bashtei Shonim Arbo Kesef. This seems as a knas, and this is a means if the Shavyas of Kamahisa Yofa Kamahoya Yofa Kamahi Yofa Kamahisa Yofa is less, you pay this amount. Bash Noso Bishtei kesef, bashtei shanim abo kesef. This is a knas. Ochlo chaziz. What is the din if a behema ate shachas? Now, shachas is a type of a grassy growth that starts growing when you plant chitim. So first there's a grassy growth which is edible for behemas, and then later, eventually it progresses, it comes into chitim. Ochlo chaziz, shteit amere de kezachda, Rabbi Yosi Aglili oimer, nidain b'mishuyel shaboy. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that, let us say there's a patch of shachas, b'shas achila, it was shachas. The behemah ate the shachas, which the value of shachas, b'shaita, it's Aymed lachilas behemah, it's not chitim, it's not, but this shachas had a potential. If the behemah wouldn't have eaten it, so it would have grown up to be tvuah. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, nida b'mishuya shaboy. Let's see what's left over. That means the surrounding tvuah that's left over, what happened with the surrounding tvua? So if the surrounding tvua grew up to be tvua, so you have to pay now. The Bala Bahim has to pay for the patch that he had eaten. He has to pay how much he has to take into consideration the potential what this shachas could have become, and that will figure out from the surrounding tvua. And he has to pay that. He doesn't pay basher usham. He pays the potential. The Chachamim hold, you don't look at, they said, didn't Basher Hashem? The Baim ate Shachas, he paid for Shachas. Kama Hoysa Yofen, Vakama Hi Yofen. Now, already here we have a Rai, here we're talking about a Baim, here it doesn't say Shishim, it says also the same Lashon. Kama Hoysa Yofen, Vakama Hi Yofen, so we have one Rai from over here, that Abai is going to ask God, but I mean, you can't be medayk from the Lashon. This is the same Lashon that it says by Adam HaMazik, it says, Kama Isha Yofa V'Kama Hi Yofa. There you want to be medayk in that Shom Agav Sadach, in that Shom B'Shishim, but he is Yichav to say Yishom B'Shishim. So the Lashon is loved up. But the Gemara continues. Och lo smoda. What happened? So here we are speaking about that the Behema went before speaking about eight shachas. Ochlo smoda, what is if the behema ate smoda? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, a similar chiddush. Royin oisan kilein anovim oimdois libotza. We consider ke'ilu this smoda, which is the beginning of a grape, we consider ke'ilu, these, it was anovim oimdois libotza, and that's what you pay. Bachachamim oimrim roin kama oisa yofa bekama hi yofa. Again, it seems the chachamim do not hold these cheshbainis. You look with the potential what it could have been. Kama oisa yofa bekama hi yofa. Again, we have over here this lashon that doesn't mention shishim, and according to chachamim, you have to say it means shishim. So, Bemison, the kasha of Abaye is already from the these two chachamim. Let's say such a lotion and the zicha means shishim. That's the kash, but we're bringing the whole barais already. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer. Now, we're speaking about the behema ate from a keren in the early stages. So, Rabbi Shimon says as follows. The shume of kama hoisa yofa v'kama hi yofa b'med v'amamun b'zman sha'ochlo lulovei gefanim. Lulovei gefanim are sprouts that come out of the vine, which eventually will develop into clusters of grapes, but here we're in the sprouting stage before we see anything. So by lulovik fanim, then we make the cheshbon kama hoisa yofa v'kama hi yofa. Bichurei tainim. Bichurei by tainim is also the same thing, a sprite that starts coming out from the branch. Aval ochlo pagim oibaisa, but if it ate pagim oibaisa, this is already, it's a more developed peri, this is a pagim is by tainim and baisa is by grapes. Places kapula lovam, the size of a pula lovam, a white bean. Rayan oisoin ki'ilu anovim oimdeis libotza. So we have over here a shir. We have over here, we have a Rabbi Yeshua said, by smota, rayan oisoin ki'ilu anovim oimdeis libotza. Rabbi Shimon says, by pagi my baisa, royin oisan kilonam maim des libotza. The chachamim say, it seems they're not in the spoil from smoda, they say, kama hoisa yofa vekama hi yofa. Now the Gemara is going back on a bias kasha on rove. Ketoni miyis the chachamim oimrim, royin oisan kama hoisa yofa vekama hi yofa. Lektoni b'shishim. So here we're speaking about a mazik of Lamainoi, and it doesn't say Shishim. Halamai Islach Lameima Beshishim. Kama Isayofa means not this kark alone. It means we chesven with Shishim. Sochinami Beshishim. So Mamela, so Abaye Taina Terove, you wanted to make a chilek. You wanted to make a chilek between Niske Guf and Niske Mamainoi. The Shairish of Yachilik is from the Ritas Loshna Baraisa by Niske Gufay. The same Loshin it says by Nisma Maine also. So Koch, you have to say, you have to take it with a grain of salt. That means Beshishim. Achinami Beshishim. And so the Dvayakim brings down that, here we're chesbening with the Yukim from the Baraisa. Is it a Deek? It's not a Deek. But Lachaira, and let's forget about the Baraisis, Lachaira, the Pasik of Shaman Agab Soda Acher is by Niske Mamoinoi, by Shain, it says, Abiyah Bistay Acher, Shaman Agab Soda Acher, Mehechi Taisi by Niske Gufoi, that we should say there's such a cooler of Shaman Agab Soda Acher. So he brings down, that's me from a Rishash, that we had on Davov, we had a Lima Tachas Nesine Mishalom Kesef, and there we learn out all the Mazik and Ahuk Shul Adoda that you pay Meta. All of them are hookish that you pay Meta. So just like they're hookish in the quality of the Tashlumin, that all of them pay Meta, so they're also hookish in the Eifen of the Tashlumin. I mean, just like by Shein Beregel, it's Shomin Agav Soda Acher, so all the Mazikim, which include other Mamazik, also, you pay Shomin Agav Soda Acher. Now let us see Rashi. Kizbo Deko. Oma Leresh Geluse Aniri Isim. I'm acquainted with this Deko that you cut off. Utloso taloso bekina habe. Shloisha de kolim ze eitzel ze. There were three de kolim. So he said you have to pay a third. So this mazik was very insulted. Dinu paso, sheini din teira. This is a psak, this is not a teira like a psak. So he came to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, yesham b'samach. So Rav asked him, Imamr b'samach lo kala la mazik b'niske mamayne b'mesh ochla b'hemtei b'yizika. Yeah, that's where b'samach yem b'niske gufay shemazik b'atma b'yadayim shekotzatz l'deko. So Abaye said, your mekoyer, that there's a difference between niske gufay niske mamayne, mistamas from the Loshna Baraisa. Hamav kir karmoi shiches vekilo desmoda kotmo netiya gasine behemah shekotmo netiya geizra gzeires kainse knoseis admoin bechanan ben avsholom bepeg basra deksubis haziz shachas v'meshuyer shebo. So Rabbi Yisik Lili says we figure out what this could have grown into. You see what is left over. Royim es hanoisa, lefi ma shetale kol aruga, veruga mea kotzer umisham. We see what each aruga, the quality and the quantity that grows from each aruga. So now we'll know how to be mishayo this aruga which was eaten when it was shachas. Kam in the chachamim say no. Kam oisayofa kalkalim mocha kshoyim ha-shachas. You don't cheshben with the potential that it could have, but what it could have grown into. Smoda anovim dakin bahascholoson la'achesh shepolchu miyad. It was seen from Rashi as soon as the perach comes out, as soon as it starts budding, this galia that is there, this is smoda. Kamo oisa yofa hakaka limocher. Shehi smoda ulahakal boy, the chachamim achaylik. This is Rabbi Yeshua says you pay your cheshbon with anovim oim deis libotzer. That was Rabbi Yeshua, and they said no, your cheshbon Vitzmoda, und kamo heise yofa, ve kamo hi yofa. Now we have a member of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, Bamed vorem amurim dini shoymin agav karke. When are you nishim agav karke? That is davke by lulovi gefanim. But by Baisa, it seems he holds like a Yeshua. Rayin oison kilo ein anovim oim des libotza. Now, bizman she'ochlo lulovi gefanim, we said these are sprouts that come out and go on early stage. Ha'eshkoilois nire bachanites agfanim, v'nike v'adayin le'porach li'es anovim gemurim, v'hu lulev v'chein yichro betainim. Exactly what Rashi is saying, I don't know, but this is the early stages before the garger is nire. I think that's what Rashi means. So then there's a shuma of kama oisa yof of kama yof. Ab ochla pagim, betaina oi boisa banovim, boisa shein kepul alovim, bahavi keperis gemurim. Then royin oison, like the war, anovim oim des libotza. Let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis kizbo, perish bekunteris dekel. V'chein mashme, so Taisva says that it would seem from our Gemara Kizbe Zadekel, the Koma Utloso, because the Reish Galusa said he was acquainted with what he was mazik, when he says the Utloso Taloso Bekina Avekaimi. There were three Taloso in a row. Now, Vitali, what is the Taich Tali? Aim the colon. How do I know that Tali is a deco? Kedemuchach b'achoyvul, chozo Tali be'gufni, there it says that there was a Tali growing between the kfanim. The shaila was, it seems, it was hampering the growth of the kfanim. The komal, so he said, you could tear out the Tali because gufni kono dikli. The wine that comes out from the vineyard, that you can purchase a lot of the kolim. So it means, in other words, that it's worthwhile. You have to cheshbin what you have here. The kolim were growing out from the gufni. You have to cheshbin what is choshev, what is not choshev. So he said, gufni with wine you can purchase the kolim. With the kolim you can't purchase wine. So, the Kali, man, the Charashmei, who's talking about the Kolim? We're talking about Tali. So we see Klaw that Tali are the Kolim, and here it says there were Tlosa Tali, so we see that it was a Dekel. That's how Taisis figured out the translation. Vikoshe, the Beper Kamed Avoid Zoret Nan, Dekel Tav, Vachatzov, Viniklevo. Meforish Pigmore, Matzchatzov, Kizbo. Chatzov is a kizbo. So you see this a deko and this a kizbo. So the Gemara Navay de Zoro, it seems that a kizbo is not a deko. V'shemo yesh minei dekolim harbe, she'echot kori deko stam, v'echot kori chatzov. Dain a kizbo, it's a different type of a deko. But from here, from our Gemara, brother, it's a deko, and there it's... The Gemara differentiates is a deko and a chatzov, which is a kizbo. It's a different type of a deco, but on Kaponim it's a deco. Uba'orech Pirish, in the Orech he says, the kizbe hu diklo parso. The Orech says, a kizbe is a diklo parso, and just for practical purposes, let us see Rashi on Daphne Tesam et Aleph, the bottom Rashi, diklo parso, choshuv hu me'oi. A dikla paso is a very choshev dekel. So memela, so kizbe is not it's a very choshev dekel. Right. Now let's see the next taisvis, the doin dine de paso. Now this nitva had a taina de reish geluse, that he was done a dine de paso. So Rashi said pshat, he's done like a goy is done. He you pay full value for the hezek. That's how the Yiddish is. Then you take off your cheshbon. That's what he said. Yesh mefoshim, other say pshat, shel dekel parsoi. That, because let's look at the last Rashi again. Dikla parso choshivu miyoi, v'nisham bifnei atzmoi. A dekel parso is a besunder shumet. That's what the Gemara says over here. So Memele, so others want to say pshat from the Gemara, that his taina was, that was his taina. You say you have to pay full price. Don dina de paso, he, and a poshet a deko, he said it, he has the shum of a deko paso. Yesh mefoshim shal deko paso. Dama le kamen ilchase kevosi de reish kelusa bidik le paso. So that was his taina. So Taisa says, Olafi ma shepirish ba'orach de kiz bidik le paso, he have shofarish came. But we just had one pshat that Torah says that a kizba is a dikla paso. So what are you complaining? He was done a dikla, it is a dikla paso. So kocho, according to the Orach, he can't say this pshat. But according to the other pshat, we can say that this pshat dikla paso. Ochlo smoda, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Royin oison, kilo heina novim, oindois libotza. Now Taisis is on the first glimpse, it would seem that Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Yeshua have the same shita. They don't say basher ushav. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said a person, a behema eight shachas, and your husband, the Meshuyah Shaboy, you see what is left over, how it grew, and you pay for the potential what the Shachas would have had. You figured this out from the Meshuyah Shaboy. Rabbi Yeshua by Smoda says also a similar halacha. The Behema ate Smoda, which is the very early stages of a grape, and you pay. Anovim Oimdesh Libotza, you pay for ripe grapes. So it seems more or less the same thing, but if we look, if we'll be medayik, they're not saying the same thing. Because Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, let's look at the rest of the crop. You don't tell them, you figure out, you look at the rest of the crop, and what the rest of the crop, lemaise, grew to be, that's what you pay. But you don't, some as I say, what it could have been. You see what the rest of the crop was. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say you look neither be Meshuyah Shaboy. Rabbi Yeshua said, we assume that they would have grown to be good grapes, and that's the price you pay. So Taisva says, "Vafilu im niskalkul hamishiyeres mishalim kanovim aindis libotzer." So Taisva says, Rabbi Yeshua is saying clearly, not what Rabbi Yossi Aglili said. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, before you tell them how much to pay, you have to see lemaisa how successful the crop was. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't see anything. You pay another mindless libotza. So Taisus explains what's pshat. So Taisus, v'davke b'smoda. Da novim pa'omim she'elu miskalkulu ve'elu nitzaylem. So Taisus says a difference in grapes and tfuah. By grapes, you could have the cluster next to it. It grew, it wasn't a successful cluster at all. It didn't grow well. And this cluster, or this moda, if this would have grown, it would have grown to be very nice grapes. That means it seems each cluster is a different, you can't judge what this could have been from what its next door cluster was. Each one is different. So by anovim, pa'omim she'elu miskalkalim, ve'elu nitzaylim, lefikach einit doinim b'mishuya. Therefore, we will not judge what is next to it. We assume what it could have been. Avol tfuah regila liskalkul kulo yachad. But by tfuah, it's if you see the rest did not grow properly, you can assume that if this would not have been eaten, it also wouldn't have grown properly. So Taisus is telling us a chilek in the growth of tvua and the growth of grapes. There's a chilek. So the Dvayaka brings down from the Dibras Moshe, if we would like from the Lashon of Taisvis, Taisvis says, by Anovim, you can't pa'amim she'elu miskalkulim ve'elu nitzaylim. It could be that, that means I see all the grapes are no good, it's no raya. It could be that elu miskalkulim ve'elu pa'amim. But it seems from Taisus, Pomim, it's not like that. It's Pomim, it's Elu Miskalkum. These are also Miskalkum. It's not Muchach. It's not Muchach from the Kilkul of the others that this would also be Miskalkum. But it's not Muchach Vakert either, that it wouldn't be Miskalkum. So how can you force a person to pay Anovim Oim this Libotza? Because could be it would have been good. It's not Raya. Could be it would have been good. But could be it wouldn't be good. I mean, it's enough of a chiddush that you have to pay for the potential. But who says there would have been a potential? I mean, you see, all the others are no good. That's what Ramosha asks. So Ramosha says an interesting teretz. Ein sofik moitzi midei vadai. That means that. The etzim, this is a poiter. That means normally a grape grows to be a smother grows to be a healthy grape. If it didn't grow to be a healthy grape, some amela. So it's you look at it the other way. That means normally a smother grows to be a healthy grape, but maybe it would have been niskalkul. So with a maybe, you can't make a reyes. I mean, I don't make any reyeses with a maybe. It's not. I don't have to prove that it would have been good. It's the other way around. You have to prove it wouldn't be good, and that you can't prove. The other grapes are no good. That's no proof. Could be that's no good. And this is no good. It seems that's called a poiter of the. It's called a chiyavadai, nesofik poiter and nesofik meitz midevad. Fine. So Bekitzer, so Taisvis devours Eisa Shalom B'mreimov, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, theoretically both of them are saying the same thing, that you cheshbin, you pay what it potentially could have become, but by Tvue, we can figure out what it could have potentially become by Nidim B'mishuyish, but you look what's left over, and by Anovim, they have no hechoche from what it could have become from the Meshuyah Shabbat. Fine. Ubach Aziz, now Taisus is that's in the Nidin of Meshuyah or the Anovim Oim Des Libotz. So Taisus explains there's a difference between, this does not in any way mean that there's a machlokes between. And when you are done in the potential, that does not necessarily mean there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Yeshua. There's a difference between grapes and tvua. Now, we had Rabbi Yeshua speaking about smada, which is the earliest stage of a grape. We had later Rav Shimon is speaking about lulavei gfanim, which is an earlier stage before you even see the grape, when it starts sprouting. Here we have shachas, so we have to know if we can compare smoda to shachas, or shachas is a darge before smoda. So Taisus says like this, Ubechaziz Moide Rabbi Yeshua, Oike Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Oike Rabbono. That means, I don't know what Rabbi Yeshua will hold by Chaziz. I mean, Chaziz is another, is a different sug something that has a potential, but it's shachas now. So, Ubachaziz, so I don't know. Maida Rabbi Yeshua, Oike Rabbi Yosef Glili. I mean, if he holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that Chaziz is equivalent to what he holds mother is, so he made it Rabbi Yosef Glili. Oike Rabbon, or maybe he holds Chaziz as an earlier stage, so you don't cheshbin b'mishu Yeshabai, you cheshbin kama Yosef Yofa. Ubetvua Gedoyle, and if I'll say he holds like the Rabbonon, so ubetvua gedoyle k'may smada, so if I'll have tvua, which is equivalent to smada, banovin yisba k'meshir yishba, then it'll be he holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili. That means Tosfos did not know clearly how we compare smada to shachas. Tosfos didn't know these are different stages in the growth. So Taisva says, so could be smada is equivalent to shachas. Could be smada is a stage after shachas. So Mamela, so Taisva says, I don't know exactly what Rabbi Yosef Glili will hold, but Rabbi Shua will hold by shachas. But by tvua, there'll be a stage equivalent to smada. That's a shita. You have to pay for the potential. Inami. That's one mahalach in Tosfos. So in the first mahalach, Tosfos want to say, Eisa Shalom b'mroimav, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yosef Glili, and you say it hold the same. You just have to figure out the dargis of growth, if they're equal or not equal. Inami, now Taisa says something else. But tvua like consul kol kach k'may banov. Maybe we b'chlal can't compare tvua to anovim. Maybe this knas is only v'lo yenidin k'mishu yeshaboy l'rab Yeshua. This could be, I have no right to compare. Now, let's just be medayik one thing from Tosfos, hanegei alonu, the later will come to the Gemara, will have a problem. But, so Tosfos just said a mouthful, agavulche. That means we have here a memra of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Amar Kazakh. We're always acquainted that there's a b'china b'asher u'sham. I mean, ein l'chol m'koymei v'shaito. So it's like, all of a sudden, you're paying for what it could have been. When we accepted it, right? So Taisa says, so Taisa was megalitas, it's a knas. This is not me, Karadin, this is a knas. And the mele, since it's a knas, so now you have to know, maybe they consume more by grapes than by tvua. But Taisa, about Kaponim, Taisa shed some light to this psak that you cheshben with the potential, this is not Me'ikar Adin, this is a knas. Fine. Now let's go further. B'nira da'afal gav da'omer Rabbi Yeshua ro'yin oysan kilo oimdois libotzel. Now, Rabbi Yeshua said ro'yin oysan kilo oimdois libotzel. Mikol mokeim shomen oysan agav karke. But that means like this. Let's just say for the Rab Shimon Nami Kama Hochi Bepagin Oibosa, Valkoch Agav Kake Shemen Oisa, Kiven Vitzrichen Lesode, the Beperes Gmurim Davke Kama Rab Shimon the Mishalem Peres Gmurim B'Mishnah Seinu. Now, in order to understand Tosfos, let's go back to the Mishnah for 1 second. The Mishnah says as follows. Keitzad mishalemes mashi zike, shomin beiso boise sode, kama hoise yofe, vekame hi yofe. So we had in the Mishnah there's a shume agav soda, whatever pshat in the Mishnah is. That's the din of obir bistei acher, shomin agav soda acher. Rab Shimon oimer, ochlo peiris gmurim, mishalames peiris gmurim, imso, so, imso, so, imso, so. Now Rab Shimon said, Rab Shimon oimer, let's see Rashi, ochlo peiris gmurim, shekvar bishlu kol tzorcho, mishalames kola hezik. Then you pay, don't cheshbon how much the karka was worth with this, without this, and you get a discount in payment. No, no, no. If it's peiros gemurim, veheichesh amin agav soda, heichesh adayin lo nigmaru. That means, so then, pshat is, you don't have a ripe peiri, you have a peiri that's in process of growing from the karka. Then the shuma is, so you cheshbon with the karka, how much the karka was worth with this. Don't consider it as an entity b'fnei atzmai, because it's not completely grown. But if you have a right payday, forget about the kak, you pay full price. That's what Rab Shimon says, and the Chachamim don't hold like that. The Chachamim hold, they're not mechalik between a right pay and not a right pay. Kozman is mechuba lekarke, you cheshben how much kama hoisa yofa b'kama yofa. Fine. Now, we have over here, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon are speaking about Kilo Hoyu Anovim Oimdeis Libotza, which is a Meirdik Echidish, that we assume we make the Shuma Taisis, it's a Knas, Baruch Hashem, it's a Knas, we understand a little bit, but we assume Ki'ilu, it was a ripe grape already. Now, so now, Taisus says a Chakir. Let's call according to the Rab Shimon in our Mishnah. Rab Shimon in our Mishnah says a ripe grape, the shum is how much the grape is worth. Now, Taisus is calling a Shaila, you have here a Ke'ilu ripe grape. I don't have a ripe grape. I have Smoda, which is the earliest stage of a grape. But they say, you have the Cheshman, Ke'ilu it's a ripe grape. So good, the kilo with the ripe grape is a knas that you have to cheshbon, and the hef said kilo, a ripe grape was nifsak. Good. But to say, well, how will you make the shumer? Will you say it's kilo a ripe grape, and you pay for a ripe grape? Oh, so if I you don't say it's not a ripe grape, let's say, it's zicha shomin agav sode, but the shomin agav sode, the cheshbon is you have to pay more because the soda was worth more with ripe grapes than without the ripe grapes. So that's the suffix of Taisus. Now let us see again Taisus. V'nire. The aval gav the omar Rabbi Yeshua royin oisan kilu oim dais libotza mikol makim shaman oisan agav karki. But that's a chumre that you cheshbon with the potential, but the shum is agav kark. So Taisus, I'll prove it to you. The Rab Shimon nami kamarochi bepagim oy boiso. Rab Shimon said by pagim oy boiso. He said then shemen oiso ki anov moim desli botso. Val koch agav kark shemen oiso. Kiven the tzrichen lasodach. I mean, vinish tvi. It's only in the shum to pay. But lemais, it's dependent on the kark. It's not an entity with neyatzmai. The peiros gemurim davke kama Rab Shimon the Mishal and peiros gemur Mishnah seino. I mean, the Rab Shimon in our Mishnah that says that you are not shom agav kark, he said distinctly, by ochla peiros gemurim. But if you didn't eat peiros gemurim, so Rab Shimon is made that shom agav soda. Here we're talking about he didn't eat peiros gemurim. So he says that, So it's only the Madura Basra says that Rashi is choylik on Taisvis in Rab Shimon, because let's look at the third Rashi and Amid by Med Vorim Amurim Dinishayim Agav Karke. So Rashi says, "Call this is Rab Shimon. When is it Nishayim Agav Karke by Lulavik Fanim?" But by Pagim, and Baisa, so Baisa is Rashi, not Nishim Agav Karke.
So it seems Rashi held that we'll say it's a knas. I mean, here they went all the way. They said it's kilu. It's another name. This libotzer, and it's for some reason here they made this knas. I wonder what's the case of the Mishnah Beisach Nisht. In the case of the Mishnah, he says klo ochlo peres gemurim. That's Teisus Chaya. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabaye, Rabbi Yosi, Aglili, Rabbi Shmuel, Omru Dovarecha. This Chiddush of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that you did not pay for the Hezek how much it was worth Bishas Hezek, no, you pay Rayin Oysan Kilo Haina Novim Oimdois Libotza. So Abaye said Rabbi Shmuel also holds this Chiddush, that you pay Oimdois Libotza. Where do we see Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Yosef Lili Hodamor, Rabbi Shmuel Desanye. The Pasuk it says, Meitav Sadeyu, Meitav Karma Yishalim. Meitav Sadeyu Shal Nizik, Umeitav Karma Shal Nizik, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Oima Leiboa Kosova Leligvois Lenizikin Mineidius Bekalvachoyma Lehagdish. Now, the Gemara will see clearly in Taisvis, but the Gemara learned now that Rabbi Shmuel is not speaking about idias. That by Tashlumin Nezokin you pay from idias. He's speaking about you have to pay the Meitav. That means when Afilu the Hezek was a Dova Kochush, you have to pay Meitav Dik. We'll see the Gemara is going to say that means, in other words, that even though you ate Smada, you'll have to pay for Novum Oimdeis Libotza. You have to pay for Meitav Sadeu. This is, so in other words, you're overpaying. You're overpaying what you were Mazik. You were Mazik Smada, and you're paying a Novum Oimdeis Libotza. That's how Abaye learned Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, the Sanya, Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karma Yishalom. Meitav Sadeu Shanizik, Meitav Karma Shanizik, you pay for what how much the Meitav is worth, not how much you were mazik. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Oima, Leibo Akosuv, Eloligves Nazikim in Idis. It's not coming to tell us such a chumre. You pay exactly how much you were mazik.
Abaye had learned Pshat that Rabbi Shmuel is coming to tell us that you pay more than the Hezek. That's the limud of Meitav Sadeyu. You pay for the Meitav, which could grow. Rabbi Kiva says, no, there's no such chiddush that you pay more than your mazik. The loy taimet. Now, Abaye is explaining that what is Pshat Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel said that you pay Meitav, which means more than you were Mazik. Leitemek Ravidi Baroven, Doma Ravidi Baroven, we had heard before in the first Perek, he said Pshat, he wants to say Pshat Rabbi Shmuel, Kegoin Shaochla Aruge Bein Aruges. This Pasuk is speaking about that you have to pay for the better Aruge. Speaking about, it was Aruge Bein Arugis. V'lo yadinen ikrush avoy yishmein avoy. That means Arugis krushes, Arugis shmeines. And then it ate up one Aruge, and I don't know what it ate up. The Omar kum shlim shmeine. So Rabbi Di Barov wants to say, that's Pshat Rabbi Shmuel. If you don't know if it ate a good Aruge or a weak Aruge, you have to pay a Meitav, a good one. Bimeita, the Ika Hashte. You have to pay from the good ones. You have to assume that a good one was eaten. So Sigmar says, no, Dachi Lemrin, that's Sikha no Svar that the Bishmo should hold like that. My time, Amitim Mechver Olavarai, this is a very, not Emes Halacha. How could Rabbi Shmuel say that Yemachuyev Misofik to assume that I was mazik, a good aruge. Ela b'meitav delekamei. So kochoch, that what Rabbi Shmuel says, that what Rabbi Shmuel says, that that the pasuk is telling us you pay meitav the nizik, means the meitav that it will eventually become. Umayniu ki heichi de solik. I mean, how it's going to, but it's going to become later. So bekitza, so what did Abaye say? Abaye said that I found another tanda that holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you pay meitav the nizik. So meitav the nizik means what it will be worth when it ripens. That's the tachmeit of the nizik. Fine. But we have a ethical problem. We have a problem. I had this over, and then I found it Vayakibes discussion, that when we're talking in Rabbi Shmuel, we're talking about a limud, Leibo HaKosuf, we're speaking about a limud de Araisa. He had a posik, Meitav, you pay how much it's going to be worth later. Rabbi Shmuel had a posik. Rabbi Kiva said, no, the posik isn't coming for this, but Rabbi Shmuel had a posik. And now Abaye said, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, they're the same. That's one shita. You go, so Lechere doesn't stem with Taisvis. The Taisvis, the whole thing is a knas. Here from Taisvis, Taisvis seems to say it's a knas. And the Rehitas Loshna Gemore, that Abaye compared Rabbi Yishmael to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, would seem it's Minatere. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, the Sikim and Idiots, this is Rabbi Kiva, Oise Shume Shashomu Besn, you don't pay more than you are Masik. Oise Shume Shashomu Besn, Meya Oy Mosayim, Yigve Karke Be Meya Oy Be Mosayim in the Idiots of Nechosa. You pay Meya Oy Mosayim. Not more than that. Leitema, so Abai said, don't say thy mate of shall nizik to come Rabbi Shmuel. Now Rabbi Shmuel said, mate of shall nizik. Because shalom beperikame, in the first peric we didn't understand what pshat in this halacha. Och lekhusha mishalem shmeina, you're paying mate of, an inferior, tvua, and you pay shmeina. Betirza avidik again shochel, the mate's mechaber ala baraya. So it can't be the way he said, the Krusha of the Mishalom, or my mate of the Nizik, the Kamar Rabbi Shmuel, Lav Besveika Meiri. He's not speaking about that there was a Sufik, what the behemoth was Mazik. For Hochi Kama, this is Bishan Rabbi Shmuel, Oisa Ruge Shahochlo, Yishalem, you should pay, Kefima Shahoisa Ruya Lehetiv Ulashbiach. Mate means what it was aimed to become better. The kamei later, that's what you pay. That's Shem Rabbi Shmuel. I have the solid be my sakotzim. Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis umayniu ki hayech the solid. Hoche mashme the savar abaye the pligi ben nidoin be mishuyer shaboy. The machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva is, do you pay the potential what it could have been? Or you pay the value what the Beimu was master. Beikshe Rabbeinu Tam. The Bereisha Nizokin Sfira Leil Abayim, the Pliki Isha Aminim with the Nizik, I be the Mazik. Abayim himself says, that's the Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel says, but the Nizik Shaminim. Everyone knows you pay how much you were Mazik. Now the Shail is, there's a Tashlumim of Idiyas, Yechashman, the Idiyas of the Nizik, the Idiyas of the Mazik. But not this dictator. So how does the Gemara, our Gemara stim with Abai and Gittin? V'yeshloima af al gav de mashme de pligi ibe de mazik ibe de nizik. That's true. V'zicha machloik is when you pay the correct amount. The quality of the tashlumim that you pay, idiyas de nizik, idiyas de mazik, that's a machloik is a bishmol rabbi kivet. Tosanye beperkam bebedis and of the paraisa. Meitav shedeu sel nizik, meitav kalme shel nizik.
Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Bekiva Oimer, and it seems that they're speaking about the Oifen of Tashlumen. Become okay, Mashma Leila Baye, the Mimishuya Nami Pligi. There's another Machlaikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Bidekama Rabbi Kiva, Loibo Hakosov. Now Rabbi Kiva seems to be saying that the Pasuk is not saying such a big chiddush the way you said. It's only coming to tell us that you pay idiots the mazik. Now, let's just refresh our memory. Tyson said before on the Avovim at Beis as follows. If we will have, according, the Aloch is as follows. According, if you hold idiots the mazik, if you hold idiots the mazik, so that means as follows. Let's say the nizik, the best that the Nizik has is the Ziburis of the Mazik. That's the best that the Nizik has, the Ziburis of the Mazik. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I pay Natum the Nizik, I pay your best. I'll give you Ziburis. This is your best. According to Rabbi Kiva, no, you pay Idyas the Mazik. You have to give. So in such a scenario, Rabbi Kiva is machma over Rabbi Shmuel. Because, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you pay, he gives the buris, the mazik, that's the meitav of the nizik. And then, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, he gives the ziburis, so according to Rabbi Kiva, he gives the idiots. Now, let's talk about a fakertetz here. That the ziburis of the nizik is the idiots of the mazik. So Mamela, so according to Rabbi Kiva, you give the idiots. According to the idiots the mazik. I only have to give the idiots of the mazik. I don't have to give your idiots, I give the idiots of the mazik. So Tysus, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you also only give your idiots, you only give more than that, because you're not mechuyev to purchase new karkois to it should be equal to what the nizik has. Whatever you had, you had. So it comes out, Rabbi Kiva is sometimes a machma, Rabbi Shmuel is never a machma. That's what Taisva says. Because if the idiots of the nizik is the ziburis of the mazik, so Rabbi Shmuel says you pay ziburis. If the idiots of the nizik is better than the idiots of the mazik, you don't have to pay the idiots of the nizik. So Rabbi Shmuel is the meikel, Rabbi Kiva is the machma. Now when we learned the lashon of Rabbi Kiva said, Loi bo akosav ela. No, not this, what you said. It's only coming to tell us idiots the mazik. Now, Anshuldik, idiots the mazik is a chumri. You're being more machma than Rabbi Shmuel. So Abaye had this problem. He was learning the Baraisa. Rabbi Kiva sounds very innocent. I'm not such a big machma as you. And in reality, he's a bigger machma. What's the loiba kosavelo? So because of this diuk, Abaye said there's another machloikas. If you pay how much it was worth, peshas the hezek, or do you pay the potential what it could have been worth? That's what Taisvi says. Mashmalei labaye de mishuya nami pligi midekama Rabbi Kiva loy bo akosav elo the mashma shereitzlo mebo akosav lahachma lamazi kemoishe omarto ladavka lig gvaisl nizik min the idiots levat veibe idiots lechude pligi im kein hoy Rabbi Shmuel machmer lamazi tvei me Rabbi Kiva el adarab hoy Rabbi Kiva machmer tvei den chayim liknis me idiots the nizik. He meant like the precious papere kame. So kochoch, from that Abaye derived that there's another machlokes. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that you have to pay for how much it could have been worth. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, you only pay how much the hezek was. The pasuk is only telling us that the quality of the tashlumim has to be the idiots, the mazik.